This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerod Johnson joining In the Loop, former NFL, former college quarterback. Brian Gain just met with the media. We'll hear some more of that a little bit later. But before we get to that, what was y'all's biggest takeaways, John Lopez and Jerod Johnson, from what you just heard from the Texans?
Go ahead, Jerod. I think he has a process. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he has a very systematic approach on the draft. And you know, I think that verbodes well for at least quality drafts. You know, it's yet to be seen if it's going to be a home run or bad. But, like, I think you can err on the fact he's going to get quality players. And he's not just throwing – he's not just spitballing things against the wall, whatever. There is a process. And, so, you know, it's only time will tell where that process leads to a Super Bowl or leads to great or whatever, but I think you're starting from at least I think the Texans will have a solid draft. Like your floor is lower when you really understand your process. And I think they have a really quality process.
Look, he's got his. He seems to me like just cookie cutter has the wrong connotation.
The
wrong impression.
Sorry, your floor is higher. Sorry, I said floor is lower. Your floor is higher.
I'll put it this way: he seems to have the classic NFL scout mentality. He said height, weight, speed, you know, measurables like 9 times. And that's not a bad thing. So that's why I didn't want to say cookie cutter, but he's like classic, you know, fit the mold. A cornerback has to fit in this box. A quarterback has to fit in this box, you know, and go down the roster. My takeaway, and I talked about it right before the break, I am convinced more than ever that the Texans will trade back out of the first round. He mentioned second round 3 or 4 times.
He lit up when he was talking about the second round.
The value of the 54th and 55th picks. He mentioned finding quality starters in what I call premium rounds, you know, the second and third rounds, long-term starters. I'm more convinced than ever that they're going to trade back.
And I'm not going to be surprised if they don't take on a project or two. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times when injuries happen, you can benefit from them. You might not have the immediate, you know, gratification of it, but if you're patient with that, it can pay major dividends. I'll use Jalen Smith for the Cowboys as an example. He slid in the draft, slid down to the second round because he got hurt. They had Kendall Sheffield in yesterday from Ohio State, who tore his pec at the combine, and they had Montez Sweat in, who had heart issues on the medical. So when you talk about value and stuff, a lot of times, Jerod, injuries are where you can get some value from guys.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's hard, man. Like, there's a risk involved in everything. And so you're playing a risk reward in every situation. Your first-round pick is a risk reward off whatever. So the guys with injuries, it's one of those things. You build your medical staff, you build your information where it's like, look, that was a one-time thing, a freak thing. We could get huge value in this guy if it is an injury, you know? So I am confident in the fact that they have a process, and I agree with you. I don't believe in overspending and overpicking. I don't think there's a degree of talent in that back half of that first round to the front half of the second round, or even midway through the second round, is that drastic of a difference. So if that's the case and you can gain more value, I'm all for trading back as long as they know exactly what they're looking for and go out and find it.
I've been saying it for more than a month now, just because reading between the lines. Well, now you didn't even really have to read between the lines much today with his press conference. He said Matt Khalil and Julian Davenport are going to be your competition for left tackle. Whether you like it or not, the general manager just said that. He just said that's our competition.
But you know it's lying season.
Well, it is lying season. That's true. But still, he just said that. But boy, the way he went after and just kept pounding up, that's a great question about value in the second round. That's a great question about, you know, quality starters in the second and third round. I would need odds, but I would bet that they're going to trade out.
And, I mean, it's just a Bill Parcells thing. Bill Parcells liked to trade back, and Brian Gain is a Bill Parcells guy. I believe Cowboys traded their first-round pick 1 year to the Bills for J.P. Lossman when Parcells was there. They just don't mind trading guys and trading out. We were doing this before. Let's do a little word association. I want to just name the quarterbacks the Texans will be facing, and I just want you to tell me what makes this quarterback what they are. Let's go to Drew Brees with the New Orleans Saints. What's the one word that makes Drew Brees what he is?
Surgical.
Surgical.
Surgical. That's great.
Surgical. You know, precise, so exactly what he's doing. Going to slice you, dice you. You know, it's not going to be the flashes at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Mahomes throwing it behind his back and throwing it 7 yards, but he will surgically dissect the defense where systematically it's like a death of a thousand cuts.
Nick Foles, another quarterback from Austin, Jacksonville Jags quarterback now.
Rockets approach, three-ball shooter.
That's good.
So when you watch the Foles and the Eagles, his success with Andy Reid, those teams, was his ability to complete the deep ball, mm-hmm. complete the quick game, the pass you're supposed to make, and be really consistent on big plays.
Right.
And that's Nick Foles's. I think that's what makes Nick Foles Nick Foles. People, everything in between, that the Drew Brees effect where you can go 50 straight completions with him, throw the ball 45 times between 10 and 15 yards and never miss,
yeah.
isn't Nick Foles. It's the take the ball that's wide open, and then when I throw it deep, I'm connected.
It's often underrated how difficult it is to connect consistently with deep balls.
And I think you look at his, he's 6'6", mm-hmm. long arm, big strong arm guy, and that's why I compare him to the Rockets approach. He's quick game and deep ball. It's the same with the Rockets or layups and three-pointers.
Phillip Rivers, week 3 at L.A.
The game warden.
The game warden.
The game
warden. Now you're talking.
If Peyton Manning was the sheriff,
yeah.
he's the game. He still wears a bolo. You know, he may be out there on the ranch as opposed to being in the middle of your hometown, you know, but he just commands respect. He knows what he's doing and playing this game for a long time, and he's the law out there.
I don't know anybody on the Chargers or opponents that do not respect the hell out of him.
You have to, man. You got to respect what he's done. You have to respect what he's still doing. You got to respect him as a human being raising all those kids. All things considered, I say as the game warden.
Sure he has help.
He's yeah. out there on some acres,
yeah.
a land. And you step foot around there,
yeah.
you learn way more
better
than you
not ever cross
think you
him.
Know.
You
don't
better,
cross yeah. him.
Don't catch an undersized fish.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, game warden.
I like this. Playing word association with all the quarterbacks the Texans will face with the schedule being released yesterday with our QB guru, Gerard Johnson. Cam Newton.
The Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ferrari is what I said. He's so physically talented. He's so physically gifted. And he's going through some shoulder issues right now.
Mm-hmm.
So will he be able to fix that engine to where he's back to going like a Ferrari? Will the Ferrari not quite ever be the same if you don't get that engine
So
right?
when he's rolling the best, he's elite. But when he needs the maintenance, it might take a little more maintenance.
Bingo.
Than
because
other
he's
cars.
So physically gifted. Yes.
I wonder if he's going to try to change his style as well.
Man, I think he will. In order to have that success, I think you have to take a look in the mirror, deep dive in the mirror, and say, mm-hmm. I need to change the way that I'm playing or be forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not saying I went through something very similar, and in order for me to try to even play football again, I had to relearn to throw a football because my shoulder would not hold up mm-hmm. the way I threw it. I think for the first time in Cam's life, he pressed the A button to do something special, yeah. like a video game, and he couldn't quite do it. And so mentally, physically, it remains to be seen how he's going to come back from that.
Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
Oh, man. Central casting.
You know? That's good. I like
Central
it.
Central casting. I think he is your pre. He's 6'4". He's 225. He's smart. He's good enough. You know, and so I think for him, it's all come to execution, I think there's players who
God, over, I love that term on
there,
him.
There's players who overcome coaching to where look, you could give a third grader to coach this guy,
mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, whatever, and these dudes are gonna go perform. I think Matt, I think he needs a little. I think it's the fit between the coach and with him and Shanahan.
Yeah,
when Shanahan
took
left.
A quality
yeah.
NFL starter who MVP. Should be a free franchise guy to an MVP level.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think for him, it's that you have the guy, you have the perfect actor to play your role. It's all dependent upon the actors and everybody else around.
He needs
him.
The right script.
He needs the right script. Bingo. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes,
lightning in a bottle. Mm-hmm. You know, I think as Drew Brees was surgical as he's the precision passing whatever. I don't even think Patrick Mahomes has scratched the surface on how good he can be.
Man.
I think right now, yes, mentally he knows it. Andy Reid does a great job developing quarterbacks, but he's just a lot of it's talent, it's arm talent, it's decision-making. But when he can get to where he can be the coach on the field plus that talent, mm-hmm. I think the sky's the limit. He's literally lightning in a bottle.
Andrew Luck.
The scholar.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a quarterback at this point. I think he's been through so many things in his career, physically, mentally, whatever, to where he's got 6 degrees at a fairly young age playing
he's,
quarterback.
He's a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes. Yeah, so he just, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's missing Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize. I think he's a scholar. I think he's a great leader. I think he's a great quarterback. He went through 2 years of injury.
Mm-hmm.
The mentally and physically to get over that and had the year that he had, I think speaks a lot about him, and I think he's ready to ascend into, which is not good news for Texas. I think his best football is ahead.
Playing QB word association with Gerard Johnson going through the Texans' opponents. Week 8 versus the Raiders, Derek Carr.
Oh, man.
Character actor.
Yeah.
if Matt Ryan is central casting – He might be the character
actor. Yeah,
not to put words in your mouth.
Cover band. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that's good.
Like, well, I say that in a sense, I think Derek Carr is really good.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things where, like,
it's still not Aerosmith.
The Raiders feel like, are they going to give him the record deal?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can sell out the shows. They're saying he's great at what he does, but are they willing to commit to him? And with the way they flirted with some of the draft picks and whatever, I don't feel like he thinks he has a home.
Yeah.
So right now, he's playing Friday nights under no contract with Friday nights at the local bar, crushing it.
I like the cover band
with no real commitment
from
the other side. And so he thinks he's really good, ready to take the next step, but it's management deciding whether he's that guy.
So right now we got Drew Brees, surgical, Nick Foles, three ball, Phillip Rivers is the game warden, Cam Newton's the Ferrari, Matt Ryan is central casting, Pat Mahomes is lightning, Andrew Luck is the scholar, and Derek Carr cover band. We're going to skip the Jags because we already did that. Then the bye week, week 11 at Baltimore, Lamar Jackson.
If Cam Newton is the Ferrari, I say Lamar Jackson is the...
Mini Cooper?
No, not the Mini Cooper. No, not the Mini Cooper. I would say... let's go... At this point, I think the Mustang.
Yeah?
You know? Like the in a sense of... I think he has a lot of the very similar things that Cam does, you know, and it's going to be, this offseason is going to be huge for him. He has so many physical skill sets you can't teach. Like, there's guys who are fast, like for a quarterback who are mobile.
Yeah.
And then there's guys who are fast.
Yeah, he just is, fast.
Put him in any position, he's one of the fastest guys on the field. Mm-hmm. I do think he has good arm talent, but it's going to be, and it's more so him. Do you get comfortable enough to go through your progressions, whatever? Because when you're that physically gifted, it's very easy to say, I'm going to pull it, run it, and go make it happen, which he took him to the playoffs doing that.
Sure.
Style-wise, you can say what you want. Will it last? He has a brand of football that has won games, but will he turn himself into the Saline or the GT that's worth $250,000? Mm-hmm. Or will he be
just a good old Mustang?
A good old Mustang.
Week 12, the Colts. That's Andrew Luck. That's the scholar. Week 13, Ed NRG, New England Patriots, Tom Brady.
GOAT.
I knew that was coming.
The GOAT. Yeah, I mean, like, you can call it what you want. He's the best. At this point, he's the best to ever do it. And you know, he's going to keep doing that until I think it's going to be hell for him. I think he will be the GOAT until he physically can't do it anymore. And, you know, you never want to wish that upon anybody. But, I mean, the only thing that can stop Tom Brady is God or himself.
Week 14 versus the Denver Broncos, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
What is Joe Flacco?
Mm.
That's a good one. He's been there.
At this point, the outlaw.
Yeah.
You know, like being around Joe the short time I was in Baltimore, he's got a little edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
Joe is so physically gifted. People love to give him the
– Yeah.
You will not see a human being at his size. He throws the ball like a 5'10 guy as far as how tight his release is, how clean it comes out of his hand.
Yeah.
But he's 6'5", 6'6". Like, he is physically – and at this point, where there's the fans – the coaches, people are looking at Joe Flacco like he's just an outcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And with Denver, for lack of better terms, you know, pun intended, ride back on the – come from the Broncos, riding back into town.
The outlaw's back.
Don't be surprised if it's like, man, who is
you expect him to have success?
I expect him to have success because I do think he's physically gifted. I really do. I think Joe is really talented, and he's got some – for lack of – he's got some – what coach, high school coaches call some crap in his neck or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't use crap. He's another term. But he's got something to him. There's a chip on his jersey. He's a kid from Jersey that I honestly think he's going to have success, and I think he's still got some good football left. He just needed a new town.
Week 15 and Week 17, Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota.
You know, I still think new kid on the block, man. I still think that he's shown so many flashes of how good he can be. I think he's physically gifted. He's a runner. He can throw all those different things.
Is he a tease?
A little bit. But for him, it's always injury concerns, you know. And so, that being said, I think it was really smart for him to go out and get Ryan Tannehill, because now you're kind of prepping for that. If he gets hurt or something happens, you have a legitimate NFL starter who can step in and play.
Mm-hmm.
So I still say new kid on the block, because for me, I still want to see him get through a full season.
QB word association with Gerard Johnson. Final one here, Week 16. A guy that needs to prove it, former number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, Jameis Winston.
I would say thin ice.
Oh, good.
You know, like, I think Jameis to that point to where he's walking on that lake, and are you going to get across to the promised land where you make that transition?
Or is he DiCaprio in Titanic?
Are you DiCaprio in Titanic? You know, I think Jameis had a lot going on. I'm glad to see he's not in the news anymore. Mm-hmm. I know Jameis works really, really hard. People like to make different comments about Jameis, and rightfully so. He's had some things he's dealt with, but yeah. I know Jameis' work ethic. I know he cares. It's just, at some point, potential has to turn into production.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the production, but it had to turn into performance and production. And so he's got a ton of potential. We're just waiting for that. We're waiting for that switch to turn to see if he's going to reach that point where he's an elite quarterback in the NFL.
All right. And, of course, facing every one of these cats is Deshaun Watson.
The kid. Deshaun.
Yeah. Mickey Mantle.
Ken Griffey.
He reminds me of Ken Griffey. Yeah. You know, like his approach to playing the game, his approach to socially, all those different things, I think he adds – for lack of his own sauce to things.
But he's not as much of a jerk as Ken Griffey.
Nah, Deshaun's a good guy, yeah. You know. But, like, but Deshaun's still got some, like, he's no pushover either. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. So I just think the way his approach to the game, from the, you go anywhere now, and the amount of kids that are wearing hoodies and rolling up their shorts and whatever, he is the cultural leader of new age football for
you
quarterbacks
are
and kids. You know what I'm saying? Like kids, like me training kids and whatever, Deshaun's just cool.
Yeah.
And his way of playing the game and all those different things. I remember loving Ken Griffey as a kid because the batting stance,
the backwards
the
hat,
the way he swung, and the swingman shoes and the backwards hats and all that.
Video
I think
game.
Deshaun has a lot of that in him where he has so much physical skill set. There's a smoothness to how he plays. Ken Griffey's swing was so smooth.
Yeah.
I think Deshaun just has a smoothness about how he goes about it, you know, and hopefully it can lead, it can, you know, come to manifest this year.
Yes or no, or the Jazz done?
Are the Jazz done? Yeah, man, it's a wrap, man.
It's a wrap.
They can try whatever they want. The Rockets at this point, don't get hurt. Don't get technicals. Don't fall into some things, them getting chippy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of this thing alive. Rest up and go give the Warriors hell.
Yeah.
Gerard Johnson, we always appreciate it on Thursdays. That was some damn good word association.
And,
pretty good at this, sir.
In a world full of bros, what?
In a world full of bros, be a gent.
Be a gent.
Yeah, www.statelygents.com. Got a new hat coming out for the Astros, or for Houston. I'm really excited about a little rainbow action going on.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh. Yeah, with a nice. New hat coming out then. It's going to release the next week or so.
Statelygents.com.
www.statelygents.com.
And a word of bros, be a gent.
A world full of bros, be a gent. Yep.
Gerard Johnson, former NFL, former college quarterback, one of our favorites right here on In the Loop. Someone lied to me before the start of the Astros season.
Who lied to you?
And that lie came full circle, and I'm not very happy about it. The Astros have one issue, and I have an issue with that issue. We'll get into that next.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.